AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In Series 5, we examine the future for marketers and how increased consumer control is impacting on the way marketers plan and implement marketing communication campaigns. We explore the drivers behind the move away from traditional marketing and identify the challenges for the future. This series of interviews is an educational initiative supported by the Australian Association of National Advertisers.
Welcome to AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcast series. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're about to talk with Margaret Zabel, Marketing Director of Lion Nathan. Good afternoon, Margaret, and welcome to Six Questions.
Oh, good afternoon, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're here today to have a bit of a talk about how Lion Nathan are adapting to the era of increased consumer control and how you're maintaining brand relevance in this changing environment. Margaret, you know, you're on the front line. You're watching how things are changing. You're understanding what consumers are doing. What are the key learnings you can share with us in terms of how you're now changing the way you market your brands in this more digital environment?
Peter, we're finding that certainly brand initiatives and campaigns are moving increasingly to focus on being much more interactive and experiential and also more personal from a communication point of view. And that and the whole digital area and media absolutely lends itself to that. We're finding that also consumers, particularly younger adults, so we identify them by age being 18 to 29 or so, that they also are no longer content with just being communicated to or at, but definitely want to be part of the whole conversation.
So what you're seeing is that they really want to be part of the experience and to become engaged.
Yes, no, absolutely. The whole growth of digital, as we all know, has been exponential, and that is providing, certainly for us, fantastic opportunities to really also invite like drinkers into our kind of brand worlds and to interact with them, and also even allow them to play a role in setting the direction of the brands.
And what examples can you give us of that?
We've got some case studies such as Two is Extra Dry Uncharted, but that absolutely allows or creates a forum by which they can actually, you know, just generate their own content, you know, online and really then set, I guess, the direction and association for the brand.
And I see some pretty big figures in the press recently in terms of what that promotion achieved. How is the experience different in terms of the, we've always seen the battle of the brands before. How is it different? How did technology help with that?
The whole Uncharted program has really been groundbreaking for us, and it's a program that's been designed in partnership with Australia's largest record labels, that's Sony and BMJ, and it's basically a home for budding and unsigned local Aussie artists to speak with and also reach a much wider Australian audience and basically the public. And so what Uncharted is basically a destination website for people, whether they're music lovers or music makers or music producers, to really come together. And it's been really successful in developing something of real worth for musicians and music lovers alike. And as such, it's helped Two is Extra Dry to be accepted as part of the music community. It's given also tremendous access to free new music and also great ways for brands to really promote their music and get listened to. And that's really been, I guess, where the value has been created for the end consumer.
So it's really allowing the bands to create content and to showcase their music and then allowing consumers to interact with it.
Yeah. So it's a forum for them to be able to share their music and to really recruit, you know, kind of, fans for them. But also even beyond that, to giving them a forum. So Sony BMG have now not only offered the winner band has been Krill, a recording contract, but it's also created a form by which they've been able to approach a number of other brands who've also used this whole Uncharted platform to get their music heard. And the bands then also have a tremendous opportunity, the winners, to play at the Big Day Out, which is, you know, the largest outdoor music festival in the world.
It's a pretty big prize to win for these guys.
Yeah, exactly. And a recording contract, too, is very rare to come across because most promotions historically have just been around cutting basically a CD.
And how are sales looking on that? Is the ROI good?
Yeah, definitely. Not only has it been, I think, a groundbreaking idea for us, but it certainly has really driven consumer association of our brand with music and also, really developing doors, for consumers as well towards the brand as a result.
It's been interesting last week reading about Radiohead actually giving away their new album and bypassing retailers altogether in terms of the internet, and it's been an amazing success for those guys. So it's just, I think you're doing what everyone's doing on the leading edge of using the internet as a different way to create a different experience.
No, absolutely.
Talk to us about James Squire promotion. It's a really interesting one, the chef match promotion with the food and the different products that are available. That's pretty interesting. How did that work?
The James Squire Chef's Match program is designed to educate people who sell, obviously, our brands and our drinkers about the principles and, you know, actually delights of food and beer matching. So for a long time, wine and food have had a very close kind of relationship and good understanding from people. But we really wanted to connect much more closely and help people understand the virtues of choosing good beers to match their meals.
Yeah.
So this is a really important way to help really grow the beer category. So this year has been the inaugural year, and we've had 10 gastropubs and 10 restaurants in Sydney who were challenged to create an entree and a main course which matched the different James Squire beers. And each beer and food match is then available for combined price to the public for the duration of the program. And also during the month of August, also anonymous judges from Restaurant and Catering New South Wales visit the venues and judge the meals on three key criteria that reflect the James Squire brand, and that were flavor, innovation, and passion. So that was kind of the very much the construct. We've had a really enthusiastic response, actually, from both public, the public and the whole restaurant hospitality trade. So it's been a great program to really help champion a new beer drinking occasion, so that's a whole with food, as well as also build advocacy with our customers as well.
And you're certainly doing a lot of work in this experiential area by the sounds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really important component from a marketing point of view. Consumers more and more want to have much stronger relationships with their brands and things that, you know, they care about. It's a much more interactive way to also and then help build engagement with consumers.
We're still finding that traditional media still has a very strong role in building awareness and at least making people, getting them across the general idea of what's happening. So we're mixing traditional and non-traditional quite a lot. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think they both play important roles. I mean, we're certainly lucky that our brands and products are ones that consumers certainly love and they do want to engage with. But with that, I must say it also comes, it may be an advantage, but there's also a lot of expectation then that's placed on that.
Yep.
And, you know, we find that certainly consumers want to be also very much entertained from a brand point of view. So the vast majority of our campaigns have a mix of both relevant and influential consumer touch points. So a mix of both some of the traditional one-way mediums, such as television, print or radio, and also more newer two-way communications as well. And it's the interaction of these touch points. We found that's vital to driving brand success. So even when we use it in more traditional channels, we endeavor to really break new ground in that space. If you take, for example, TV, and likewise link those also more traditional mediums and components of them into the digital space as well, so that we can then extend the whole kind of conversation beyond, you know, some of the more traditional forms through to also adding, you know, value add in a more interactive area such as digital.
It's interesting too, even though look at the cricket promotion that you did for Forex. I mean, that's back again this summer, I believe.
Yes.
And I mean, that's a lot of content. Whilst the attendance numbers were very modest, you had some massive TV numbers there, and it looked like it was some pretty good response in terms of merchandising that was sold and online interaction as well. So it's not often something where you tick all the boxes to call it a successful promotion.
That was a great example of being a fully integrated campaign idea where it can absolutely work in different levels with consumers to engage them.
It's interesting. I'm just looking at some of the other brands that are using the social networks, MySpace and Facebook. What's your perspective on those? Do they present good opportunities for you in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the online communities are fantastic. They're highly engaged and really valuable consumers, and they can generate tremendous word of mouth and also credibility for the brand and play a really active role in shaping also the content of communication, such as an Uncharted. But the thing for brands is that they really need to be welcomed in, and it's critical that they add relevant value. So we're really, with all, you know, the multitude of networks that are available, we're very kind of considered in our approach to ensure that we, you know, engage with the right ones, and then when we do, that we really provide value to those members.
Yep, so there's a reason for being.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to have a great and compelling reason for being there, because consumers demand it.
Well, they'll see through it straight away if there isn't. Margaret, who do you think's doing it well out there? Obviously, Lion Nathan, but apart from you guys. but who else is out there and doing stuff? What brands are working in areas that you think is pretty good?
That's a great question. I think there's probably some international brands for me that have experimented really well in this area, and I've also had some great results. I mean, some of the big ones that spring to mind would be Burger King, for instance, have done some very unusual campaigns in the past. Probably my most recent interesting one for me is the Nike Plus campaign. So it's the whole teaming up that they had with Apple, creation of a product, but also even more so development of a whole community around running and music. So I think that's a tremendous recent example.
We actually interviewed Bob on that one on up from RGA, Bob Greenberg. That was late last year. And, they're doing some incredible stuff where you can actually use mobiles to design shoes in Times Square off an electronic billboard.
Yeah.
And then take the mobile in and get the shoes made up for you. So those guys, I think RGA, are really leading in a lot of stuff that they're doing. It's just very, very smart experiential marketing that links to the community.
Yeah, no, great examples.
Now, what about New Frontiers? Talk to me about Second Life. Have you tried it? Can you make an avatar walk?
Yeah.
I keep falling in the lake myself, but anyway, I keep trying.
Oh, I find that whole area fascinating.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think it'll become, I think, definitely a natural extension of all of our lives.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time, before it kind of really technology also catches up and before we can all kind of tap into it in relevant ways. But I think the core thing at all these, because these are all, I think, great avenues to our consumers in a way, or mediums. But the core to all of this is, I think, creativity. You need to have fantastic creative ideas, to really take advantage of all these new ways of communicating.
I think there's a lot of people who had, there was some disasters on Second Life where they just applied traditional or old-style thinking, and it's sort of a bit like trying to throw a TV ad on a mobile phone. It's just not going to cut it. Are you guys having a dabble in mobile phones? Are you having a look at where that's going?
Oh, I think very much technology is converging to the mobile phones, people's, core personal device. So I think it's a really important communication vehicle with consumers. And that's, I think, where you need to really kind of experiment and learn on the best approach, because it is, consumers do kind of interact with it in very different ways from other mediums that we've used.
And I think that's exactly it. Experimentation's key. I mean, there's nothing wrong with failing if you've got a learning from it. A lot of marketers we're finding either have the mindset of let's have a go, or they're sitting back going a little bit of, fear of failure, and I think you've just got to have a go.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Margaret, just to wrap it up, your company's mixing, traditional and non-traditional tactics quite a lot. Is that really achieving stronger levels of engagement for you?
Definitely. Definitely. Because I think for every brand and product, I think it's really important from a marketing point of view to evaluate which touch points are, still highly relevant to your consumer group target, and which ones have high influencing power. And which ones also provide the right kind of medium to provide information as well and allow engagement of your brand with consumers. So I think you have to evaluate all the touch points that you have and then work out what the best mix is. I think when you've got it right, and quite often it's a mix, of traditional and non-traditional, but again, it depends on your consumer and brand. But I think it's getting that right combination right that's critical.
It certainly offers an exciting future for us all. Margaret, thanks for your time today. It's been really good to talk with you and to hear what's going on at Lion Nathan and how much fun you guys are having with a lot of the new opportunities.
No, fantastic. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Margaret. Bye-bye.
Bye.
AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for the free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.